From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio, it's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock. That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Blake Rubino down at the boots with us every Wednesday right here in this slot. Blake, what is the top item on the agenda down there where you're located?
I would probably say, Bill, right now, interior defensive tackles. A lot of them are hitting the portal right now, Bill. They've had one on campus, and they're trying to go after another here this weekend, and probably C.J. West from Kent State. Other than that, Bill, I think that is the number one topic of conversation. We've led our show off with the last three nights. And I think that, Bill, here's what I'm going to tell you. I do think that the Miami Hurricanes are about to make some serious moves. From what I've been told and what I've been hearing, I would not – and, Bill, I'm actually pretty high on Miami right now. Going into the 2024 season, they're about to add some dudes. They're about to spend some money. So these programs that need interior defensive linemen, here comes the Miami Hurricanes. Bill, they are in one step unison, I think, in this spring window. So it affects a team like LSU, but I needed to say that to get some context. So some defensive tackles out there, some defensive linemen out there, I really do feel that LSU is going to be attacking.
They got, now that's not new news, they've got Cam Ward, that's months back, but they just got the Martinez kid, the running back out of Oregon State, right?
Yeah, either he's trending there or he is going there, which I really like him. But
right.
Bill, Dominic Williams, the defensive tackle from TCU,
yep,
is going to be there. I mean, they showed up to pick him up in a Lamborghini, right? They the kid's staying at the Four Seasons. So you mean to tell me that Mario ain't got some money from somewhere? And then, who was the guy, Bill? You remember that documentary about last the you and the guy and the booster? He's out all over social media saying, I'm back. NIL's here, I'm back. Okay, sounds good. Well, the kid rolled up in a SUV Lamborghini. How did that happen? So, I thought, Bill, here's the truth. I thought that Miami was one of the more talented, not well coached, not best coached, but from a talent-per-talent aspect, Miami has a lot of talent. You add Cam Ward in there, too. Bill, they're going to add some more guys here. I don't know if Miami's not a team that we need to be talking more about. I know this is an LSU-type segment, but, Bill, I keep looking at them and what they're doing in the portal and things that I'm hearing. I'm not going to be surprised if they don't start making more moves here.
I had to look it up. I couldn't remember the name. You're saying Nevin Shapiro is back.
He made, yeah, Nevin Shapiro made a TikTok or whatever it is, saying he was back. So, all right, well, here comes the you.
I tell you who else seems to be flashing here in this tight window, transfer window, is Auburn.
Yeah, they finished him. They got two interior defensive tackles, too. By the way, right. Isaiah Rake, I think he found a loophole in the SEC, huh? Goes to USC, then comes right back. Yeah, they got – I mean, Bill, here's my question. I'd ask you this. Why aren't they even remotely entertaining quarterback? I mean, Rashada hits the portal. Now, I'm not saying that Rashada is a – you know, going to be a game changer for him, but why don't they hit the portal for a quarterback? I mean, maybe I'm crazy, but I don't know if Peyton Thorne can get them where they want to go. Maybe I'm wrong, but they made some moves at DT. I'm just surprised, Bill, that they have not made more of a push at quarterback, unless they've missed, and I just don't know that they've missed, but I'm surprised that they haven't looked for that too.
Yeah, because I would say their quarterback situation, and you're right, maybe it is resolved, but I would say it's unclear, which is a worry.
Very unclear. Bill, they're going to, with all due respect to Peyton Thorne, I'm sure he's a great kid. You going to go in the season with that schedule and play them? We've seen better quarterback play, and this isn't, I hate to say it like this, but Bill, when you have a quarterback and you have development, I know Alabama fans don't like Jalen Milroe for whatever reason. But I could break the film down and show you his footwork, his accuracy on three passes, and I know it's a spring game, but Bill, it's just a footwork thing. It's consistency. It's touch on the football. You would have thought that the kid would have made with Hugh Freeze a different stride. The kid looks the same that last Christmas as he's going to do this Christmas. He's going to wear the same hand-me-downs. So, they're doing some really good things defensively, but I'm just surprised that they have not looked at the biggest position on the field, that being quarterback.
John Emery, the running back, is transferring. Now, that's a big name that never got much done. He just never could get it going.
Yep. Bill, you saw the flashes a lot of times. Remember when LSU in 22 – beat Alabama for the West. He was the one that scored on the wheel route along the sideline. You always saw flashes from him, but Bill was always one step forward, two steps back, one step forward, two steps back. By the way, Breece Hall was in that same running back class as him, and Breece Hall is going off. Look, Bill, I think academically he did some wrong things. I think that he got lazy during the end of the Orgeron era, which really hurt him. And was having a productive season last year, really productive season, did some really good things, and then tore his ACL. So, look, Bill, he's been here since 2019, right? And think about this. Bill, you and I have been on radio together every Wednesday as the same amount of time that John Emery has been on LSU's campus. So, I think there's two things here, Bill. I think that they did tell him that he probably needed to move on and go see where he could play to get some more reps after he recovers from the injury. But I do think more than anything, Bill, LSU is over the 85 scholarship limit, or was over the 85 scholarship limit. You're seeing them, unfortunately, which we don't talk about a lot in college football, is processing some kids, walking them out of the door because they have some needs. So, Bill, in the transfer portal world, what we talk about, the portal's killing college football, NIL's killing college football, but LSU is an example, and I'm going to use them. They have a specific need on the interior defensive line. Well, Bill, they just processed a couple kids that they misevaluated on, right, and are not allowing to develop. So, I think, Bill, that has some things to do with shake up on the defensive side of the football, because that's where most of it, is coming from here. But I think that, some of these guys that you're seeing are a victim of that. But in reference to John Emery, I wish him well. Bill, I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of glad that I don't have to cover, if he's eligible, is he not? Did he pass the test? Did he not pass the test? Kid's got talent, Bill. It's just, I don't know how serious he is about football.
I'm going to say this and we'll move on. History teaches me, in his case, it's not going to work out. I don't care.
It's not. Yeah, it's not. I mean, I hate to say it like that, Bill, point, but it's not going to. And Bill, I'm flabbergasted. There's a good word that my mother will be proud of. I'm flabbergasted that he graduated. Bill, you're talking about a kid that academically got suspended twice. And so I just, you know, look, he's got talent. Anybody can go watch the Alabama game where they won the West and watch some of the things that he can do. It's just, Bill, he goes the wrong direction in pass pro when we break the film down. But I never gave him a grade above a D in pass pro, ever. When we grade on Sundays, never. Maybe once. But they were playing like Vandy, okay? I remember vividly when Joe Burrow, you know, said in 19, because there was the two talented freshman running backs and Ty Davis Price and him, Joe Burrow, he would come on the field and Joe Burrow would force him off the field and said that he will not play because of how bad he was in pass pro. So when you see stuff like that, Bill, I think that should give you an understanding of what, you know, what guys think. And I like the kid. I think he's an exceptional human being. But when he's got to find a way to take some things more serious. And if he doesn't, it's not going to progress.
A&M and Trev Alberts laying folks off in the athletic department in the name of adjusting to the future with all the money they've got. Two things. They're actually adjusting to the future, and maybe they're worried about how much the players are going to get paid, so they're laying people off. Maybe, though, which is what I typically see, is the new guy comes in, runs a bunch of people off who'd been there a long time, does it in the name of cuts, and then brings his own people in there for at least the same amount of money, if not for more money. Which one is it?
What you just said, the latter. I mean, Bill, they have a culture that needs to be changed in that front office, right? They have, I mean, let's talk about what A&M is, in my opinion. Bill, they are one of Florida and the SEC, to me, are ultimate sleepers. They can be football-related. One of the teams that, in this day and age, that has the money that can progress. But, Bill, they're always underachieving. Why? I think that they've made wrong decisions. I think that they've made wrong moves. I think that the only good move that they've made over the last decade might have been Schwarzenegger, okay?
Yep.
Who's the baseball coach and the number one team in the country right now. So I think, Bill, it's the latter. You know, Scott Woodward did that when he left A&M and came to LSU. He made some cuts and brought some of his own people in. And that's typical. You mean to tell me that A&M lost money?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Blake, tell everybody how they can get your content, your shows.
Yeah, we'll have to reschedule some times here, but probably around 3 o'clock we'll be live on AYS. We'll go around your SEC, and we'll talk some more LSU football and baseball.
All right, man. See you next week.
Thanks, Bill. Go Tigers.
Blake Ruffino does a fantastic job. Watch his shows. I'm telling you, you'll be entertained. No doubt. All right, we're clear. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning in Rutherford County. Trying to clean up an accident. It's got it slow. It has been for a while here on 840 westbound, right near that Elmaville Road exit. Again, that's slowing it down as you come out of Rutherford County towards Williamson County. It's pretty crowded out here as expected. 65 south coming down through Millersville, 40 west carrying a heavy volume of traffic through the Hermitage area in from Mount Juliet, Wilson County, and 24 westbound. It's loading up pretty good up through Laverne, Smyrna, headed towards Nashville from Rutherford County. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in the Middle Tennessee area. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cut, from the traditional Philly of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu, from salmon to scampi, and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th, with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls. 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Patton, I'm going to send you an email. It's an audio video clip, audio for the audience. You don't have to edit it. There's nothing explicit in there, but it's a guy that was at a concert last night. Yes, a listener of the show. So, Patton, let me know when you have it. And let me capture it. It's way down the timeline. It was overnight, and I didn't see it until about 4:30 this morning, as I'm just getting started in my day. But it is. I love folks when they send stuff like that. Did you see this? Tyler Barron, former Tennessee starter, defensive end from Knoxville, who at the end of the 22 season entered the portal briefly and then stayed at Tennessee. This year entered the portal, went to Ole Miss. Officially has entered the portal, so he's not even played at Ole Miss yet, but transferred in there, I guess, for the spring. Current expectations around the Louisville program is that edge end Tyler Barron will re-enter the portal. Now, was he at? No. Apparently, he is re-entering entering the portal from Louisville. He was at Tennessee, Ole Miss. I don't know. Did he ever check in at Louisville? I will admit ignorance there. I don't know. But apparently, he's leaving them too. I have no idea what's going on. Now, remember, the newest rule is there's no limit to transfers. There's no longer a limit. Let me repeat, because people get this confused all the time. That doesn't mean that during the playing portion of the season, you can just pack it up and then go play somewhere else in season. You can't do that. But the sit-out aspect of the transfer rule, which was historically always the rule, meaning you have to sit out a year. A calendar year. That's been gone for a while, but the number is now infinite. That's true. It's basically infinite. Now, where he ends up, I have absolutely no idea. Patton, do you have that clip? Okay, let me tell you. Let me read context. Again, non-playing portion of the season. Toby said, Bill, I'm hearing your bumper music tonight in New Orleans. He's at a concert in New Orleans and hit it, and it's him sitting there taping the concert, sending me this message overnight. Hit it. All right, anyways, it goes about 40, 45 seconds. He's sitting there and he's videoing it, but getting the audio for us on the show, and that's the Social Distortion song that actually was plugged in pre-Patton by Crazy Charlie. Crazy Charlie and his wife, big fans of that group. And anyways, he said, Bill, here at a concert down in NOLA, which would be New Orleans, and they're playing music that I hear on your show. That song right there, yes. That song is in the rotation that Patton has as bumper music for the show. That's cool. I love that kind of stuff. When dudes send me something, it's not related to anything on the field or anything else. It's just good stuff. Very cool. Very cool stuff there. I enjoy that. On the text line this morning, 615-844-5600. Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey. Bill, I'm driving to Sellersville, Pennsylvania. I have my boat going into the water this week. It's like going to church. I used to work for LT when he owned his restaurant in East Rutherford, New Jersey. LT was a great basketball player. So Jim used to work for LT. What was he like as a boss? Did he ever come to the restaurant? Or did he just go there to go to the bar? Knowing LT. That's funny stuff. Ken down in Middle Georgia. We'll see Ken at Spring Commitments, which begins a week from Thursday. Good stuff. Says, Bill, I have an awesome stepson, but never had kids of my own and missed the parenting experience. I'm sure you and Michelle are excited about the upcoming high school graduation of your youngest. Yeah, that is Benton, and that's the reason. Now, it's not the graduation ceremony, but senior festivities is the reason why Michelle had to cancel her part of being down at Commitments. Couple of weeks back, and we had planned and we've had a reservation for several months now, and she was all excited about it, and she was ordering bathing suits online and doing whatever to get ready, and then hit me up a couple of weeks ago and said, you know what, I just got a call from one of the moms and I'm not going to be able to go. Benton's got this event on Saturday and it's going to make me rush. I'm not going to be able to enjoy the trip. I'm going to be thinking about that. I can't go. So she had to cancel, but yeah, Benton is our last child, in high school. And I got to say, again, just my opinion, I'm very happy with the timing. Now, not at all about, I don't look forward to the kids leaving. I am not one of those parents that faster they're out, the better. I love it when they're around. And I still have three of them at home. Now, will that last forever? No, they're going to eventually move out too. But I've got three at home and four that are out. Two girls down in Tampa. I've got a son at Louisville Dental School and another one who's in finance, and he lives in downtown Nashville. He's got an apartment in the downtown 615. So I've got three left. One's a sophomore in college, one's a freshman, and one's a senior in high school. And I love it when they're around. Love it when the others come back and are here. I'm not looking forward to the day everybody's gone. Now, that day's coming, and it'll be fine, but I'm not one of those. Love it. So we have so much fun cooking out, watching games. Now, I'm not typically around there, but they'll be with the mom, with Michelle, watching games and just having so much fun. She's not even a sports fan, but when she's with them, they have an absolute blast watching. It's not just college football. They watch everything. They watch college basketball, NBA playoffs, whatever it might be. They love it. They watch all of that and have a really good time. But, yeah, she's not going to be able to make it down there on this trip. Noel Fan down in the 863 talking about the cost of boats. He goes, Bill, that goes for boats, tractors, and also women. If you have one, you better use it or it will cost you. Oh, my God. I don't even know what to. That was Noel Fan in the 863. Don't come after me on that one. Andrew down in Georgia in the 478. Hey, Bill, did you see how the 15-inning game between Georgia and Clemson ended? Walk, walk, hit by pitch, wild pitch to end the game. Clemson just ran out of pitching. Georgia's position players closed it out, pitching for them. Well, you have that, and you don't want to burn up any arms you're going to need for your intra-league games coming up here as you get back into league play. So you have to be careful with the arms you're burning on your staff midweek games, Tuesday games, Wednesday games, whatever night you're playing, because you don't want to, you're not going to get into the group that's going to be your primary pitchers for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You've got that issue too. I did not see the game. I did not see it, so I didn't know much about it. I saw the outcome and all that, but I didn't know anything about how it all transpired. It is interesting. A&M, their athletic department, with their new AD Trev Alberts, who left his alma mater, Nebraska, is laying folks off. Says he's laid more than a dozen staff members, including several high-ranking administrators, in a significant restructuring. The decision comes in anticipation of changes in college athletics, such as revenue sharing with athletes, which is expected to impact the financial structure of athletic departments across the country. Among those let go was Justin Moore, a former candidate to be the AD at A&M. The department's restructuring aims to adapt to the evolving landscape of college sports. Now, first of all, I'm skeptical at the reasoning there. That might be the truth, but let's just throw a little bit of skepticism at that explanation. But let's go ahead and explain the explanation. What that is saying is the players, led by lawyers, are going after the TV revenue money. That's the last bastion to conquer. There is nothing after that. That's it. That's the last. That's Fort Knox. That's, you know what? They open the door. We get to walk into Fort Knox and shop freely. That's what that is. How that's going to be decided and what leagues are going to decide and how they're going to give in to the players. Are some going to be stubborn? Everything is led by the SEC and then the Big Ten. What will they decide to do? Do you just say, we surrender? How much you want of the TV money? Because that is approaching. That come to Jesus moment is approaching. And by the time we get to 26, which is when we go to 14 teams in the playoff, and this is, you know, not necessarily related, but by the time we get there, I would think all of this has been fought by both sides, literally fought over, and some sort of agreement has happened. I don't want to see that happen, but that is what is approaching down the road. Probably not that far down the road. After that, y'all, the only conversation to have is how long's the contract? How much do they get of the TV revenue? When the contract is up, we start arguing again. That's where we're at. It's despicable. It makes me physically ill. I can't stand it. I'm a college guy. I'm not a pro guy. Don't care anything about what happens on Sunday when it comes to football. Don't give a rip. But that's where this game is going. Regardless of what I think about it. And that's what that refers to there. Layoffs says more than a dozen staff members, including high-ranking administrators. In a significant restructuring move, this decision comes in anticipation of changes in college athletics, such as revenue sharing with athletes, which is expected to impact the financial structure of athletic departments across the country. Translation, TV money. Let's just cut right to it. Let's not word it where it's not specific. I will word it and make it specific. That's about we are coming for the TV money. That would be the league contracts, Big Ten's contract, SEC's contract. They're not related. They're both separate. That would also include the playoff contract, which instead of being $400-500 million a year, will be $1.3 billion a year. Oh, we're coming for that too. More about that paragraph when we continue. We're not done with this.
Good morning. Watching it pick up even more with some volume trying to get down through Millersville on 65 going southbound. That got real slow coming through White House just a few minutes ago. They're in that section of Sumner County. Pretty crowded now on 40 westbound. Out here leaving Mount Julian, headed towards Hermitage, just as Wilson County traffic bunching up there around the Mount Julian exit there. And then the last few minutes going westbound. Loading up pretty good on 24 as you come through Antioch. It's still slow as they clean up an accident in Rutherford County on 840 going westbound there at the Elmaville exit. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Attention business owners, WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's a Bill King show.
Interestingly enough, Jerry Curtis, Adam, I'm sure you saw this, over the past week has committed to Georgia. And depending on the recruiting service, he's either the top-ranked quarterback in his class, and in one of the services, they've got him ranked the top overall player regardless of position.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, the Bill King Show.
Right, a Buckeye in Texas on the text line, which is 615-844-5600. Bill, all this boat talk today is appropriate. I'm heading to Tampa today for a few days on the water with the guys. Might include some adult beverages and cigars. Have a good trip, Rod. No, I know you'll enjoy yourself. Back to that topic, A&M's laying folks off. In anticipation of the future financial setup, and I'm paraphrasing, that's how it's worded. That's just to translate one more time, that's about the TV money. The second part of this is, I don't know if that's the reason why they're laying people off. Yes, the future, relatively soon, will be a fight over the TV money. That is true. That part's true. Is that the reason why A&M's laying people off? I don't think so. It's very customary, when the new AD comes in, to run people off, it's explained as we're just tightening up. New guy thinks we're running a little bit loose here. We're going to tighten things up. Going to be a little more streamlined, a little more efficient across the board. And then he starts bringing in his own people, and actually the budget increases. Happens all the time. All the bleeping time. And you know what? He's the new guy. He's got that latitude to make the moves he needs to make or wants to make, and there it is. So I'm not sure I buy the explanation, although there is truth within that explanation about the future. But as it applies to the moves made, I think that's just typical 101 PR talk. Don't know if I buy that. Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey. Bill, does Bobby Booster just contribute to facilities then? I think, good question, and he probably means what about the collectives? They're always going to need the collectives. Now, are they merged officially with the school? Do they actually become employees in some cases of the school? Do they stay separate as they're at least we are told they are right now, which is a laughable element to all of this. It's not true. That's unclear. But no, revenue streams, and I don't think Jim was saying they go away, but he said that they just now revert back to, okay, we need a new building over here. We need money. How much can you give us? I'd say, yeah, that's part of it, but I think they're going to want, let me put it this way. You don't want to have to give up TV revenue that's your league's getting that you get a big cut of if you're the SEC and the Big Ten, 80, 90, 100 million bucks in the future per team, per year. You don't want to cut into that. You need those collectives to be shelling out money. Now, what's the contract going to look like if specifically it says, yeah, well, we've got that money, but, yeah, we're going to get a cut of this TV stuff too? Yes, that's what they're going after, but they're not going to give something else up. That's not happening. Lawyers involved, that is not happening. Now, could the collectives that are very successful offset the TV argument? Yeah. I think that's what we need to know. Yeah, I think that's what we need to know, and we do not know. Kevin in Muletown, instead of blaming players for the NIL world, how about we blame the grown-ups, the so-called grown-ups, who created these rules? Also, maybe A&M should not be paying a coach $75 million to not coach. Yep. I'd say that's reasonable. I'd say that's reasonable. Jim down in Jupiter, also on the text line. 615-844-5600. If any program needs to tighten up and get more streamlined, it would be the Aggies after having to cut $75 million, Bill, to Jimbo. Yep, that's for real. I don't know that I believe they're streamlining. I believe that sounds good publicly. A lot of times that's not the way it works, though. Ags and Stros down on the Texas coast. Bill, those A&M cuts went deep into the athletic department. Equipment manager had been there since the Slocum days. A&M is usually resistant to outside leadership, so it will be interesting to see how this plays out for Trev Alberts, as he will have upset a lot of old guard with these moves. Yep. New guy comes in and he's not everybody's buddy. How about that? And he's got his hands on the money. How about that? We'll be right back.
Good morning. They were trying to clear a wreck a few minutes ago on 40 westbound out in Wilson County near the Mount Juliet area. It's had traffic struggling a bit now leaving Wilson County towards Nashville on I-40 going westbound. Again, give yourself a little bit of extra time. 24 remains heavy westbound coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. They continue to work throughout the day on 840 eastbound right there at Columbia Pike in that section of Williamson County. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. You got to check them out today. Order online. It's easy. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Stretching the pitch. Swung on, lifted to left field. That might get out of here. That's in the bullpen. Home run, Sean Murphy.
Tonight, be here for NL East Baseball in Atlanta as Ozzie Albies and the Braves take on Jazz Chisholm and the Miami Marlins at Truist Park.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
That list that Tom and Myrtle Beach had earlier, it is a list of the most draft picks by state over the last 10 years. It's not an all-time, but last 10 years. Number one is Florida with 325. Number two is Texas with 289. Number three is Georgia with 247. Number four, what did I say? Number three is California with 247. Number four is Georgia with 211. Last 10 years. Now, I'm assuming this is not the college team or teams in the state. These are players that played high school in that state wherever they went to college, but they're from that state. I'm assuming that's what this means. Does it mean that they went to State U? probably a lot of them did, but doesn't mean that. And Florida was number one. Florida was number one by, let me look, 25 and 11, 36. By 36 draft picks. All right, I've got the top four. Georgia was fourth. Who is fifth? Ohio has 109. That might be it. Let me look. Louisiana's got 102. I think Ohio would be fifth. I'm looking at this map, and I think I'm right. Pennsylvania had 81. Not bad. Yeah, not bad. Alabama had 87. Tennessee had 53. North Carolina had 94. Maine had 1. Arkansas had 18. Now, let me put that in perspective. We talk about the SEC, and I do a show in Arkansas every Tuesday for 10, 12 minutes with Phil Elson and Matt Jones. Very good dudes. Matt, former superstar there. Phil's on all the broadcast teams for the University of Arkansas. And their struggle there and their lack of that Texas influence that historically they had prior. Dating back to Frank Broyles and Lou Holtz when Coach Pete was there and all that. Last 10 years, that state has had 18 draft picks. That's just draft picks. Doesn't mean first round, second round, anywhere. That's tough, man. And you're trying to compete. Not that you only get in-state players in the Southeastern Conference. That is very difficult. Georgia Dog said, take it a step further. Look at the difference in population. California had 39 million people, 247 drafted. Texas is 30 million, 289 drafted. Florida has 23,325 drafted. Georgia has 11,211 drafted. Yep. Per capita is a big deal, too. Let me put it this way. I would take any of those states. If you said, Bill, you can coach and you get anybody in those states you want, meaning one of those, I'd take any of them you gave me. But I do have a built-in Southern bias. That is true. Guilty as charged. Taylor down in Fayetteville, GA. Bill, Brandon, as in Brandon King. Oh, he's got a new set of clubs, too. He's so excited. Brandon better be working on that golf swing, Bill. Being in my group, he better hit some good shots to make up for me. It's Taylor Bell, Vaughn Broadnax, Brandon King, and Cooper Derryberry. That's the foursome, I believe, that will be launching 1 o'clock down on the Emerald Coast Saturday. That's right. That'll be fun. I will be chilling, not on the course, on the beach or doing something. I will not be participating. I will be vegetating. Very rarely do I vegetate. I don't know how long I'll be able to do that without driving myself crazy, but the plan is to force myself to vegetate. Yeah, Brandon was just listening. He says it's Aliquip above Vaughn Broadnax, Brandon and Cooper. Okay. Well, Taylor's under the assumption that he's in that foursome, I think. I'm not sure what's going on. Yeah, I'm not sure. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, California will continue to fall on that list because they're a bunch of pansies. Sissy blue shirt. Wearing... We still have, I don't think that got aced in the purge. I don't think it did. We'll take the break. Hour 3 coming up. Happy Wednesday, y'all. Omni Nashville Hotel.